Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report. A taste of winter is approaching here in this second week of spring. A coming storm is expected to make for a wet Easter weekend. Shohei Ohtani speaks out for the first time publicly about his former interpreter, who's been fired by the Dodgers amid theft and illegal gambling allegations. You can count 91-year-old Joan Smith among the AT&T customers wary of the company's plan to ditch landline service.
I want my land phone. I don't want a cell phone.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The National Weather Service says there's another Pacific storm system making its way to the Southland this weekend. Early rainfall predictions indicate there will be 1 to 3 inches of rain falling along the coast and in the valleys, and 3 to 6 inches in the mountains. Forecasters say there's the potential for minor to moderate flooding, rock and mudslides, and thunderstorms. The storm is expected to move into the Southland on Friday and linger through Sunday. There's a small chance of snow showers affecting the drive on Interstate 5 through the Grapevine. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani has broken his silence about his former interpreter after his attorneys made theft and illegal gambling allegations against Ipe Mizuhara. LAist McKenna Sievertson reports.
Ohtani says he wants to be clear. He never bet on sports or willfully sent money to a bookmaker. He says he didn't find out about Mizuhara's gambling until just last week. And through his current interpreter, Ohtani says Mizuhara lied to him, his lawyers, and the Dodgers.
I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
Ohtani says Mizuhara admitted he'd been sending money to a bookmaker from his bank account. The star slugger and pitcher says he's fully cooperating with all ongoing investigations, but he's going to let his lawyers handle everything from here on out. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Thousands of workers at 34 Southern California hotels have voted to ratify new contracts after months of on-and-off strikes. The latest now from LAist producer Libby Rainey.
Housekeepers, front desk staff, cooks, and other workers represented by Unite Here Local 11 won a $5 an hour raise this year. Some will see raises of up to 50% over the life of the contract. Brenda Mendoza works at the JW Marriott in downtown L.A. She says low wages priced her out of Koreatown. Now she has a 3-hour commute to Apple Valley.
Low wage forced me out of Los Angeles, but this doesn't have to keep happening to others.
More than 24 hotels still haven't struck deals with their unionized workers. For LAist 89.3, I'm Libby Rainey.
A spokesperson for the hotel employers says the ratification vote was a long time coming. AT&T wants to start phasing out landline service in California. The telecom giant is trying to get out of its legal obligation to be a carrier of last resort. That requires it to offer landlines to anyone who wants one. LAist digital equity reporter Nereida Moreno has more.
At 91 years old, Compton resident Joan Smith remains a loyal landline customer. She has no interest in learning how to use a cell phone.
I want my land phone. I don't want a cell phone. I've been offered a million times to the kids who want to buy me one, but I don't want any of them.
Smith is one of about 500,000 AT&T customers with a landline, but the company says it wants to help people upgrade to newer technologies. A final decision will be announced in the coming months. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nereida Moreno.
To learn how you can weigh in on the matter, visit LAist.com. Coming up, find out how a university professor is enticing students to her class with a Latin music hook.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price. After escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Back now to the LA Report. Students seeking financial aid before heading off to college now have extra time to complete the free application for federal student aid in California. Governor Newsom has signed a bill that would extend the FAFSA deadline in the state to May 2nd. The U.S. Department of Education has been delayed in processing FAFSA applications after rolling out a new version of the form meant to be easier for students and parents to fill out. Colleges and universities are working hard to engage students with their academics. A professor of a class entitled Bad Bunny and Resistance in Puerto Rico says she's found a way. LAist higher education correspondent Adolfo Guzman Lopez explains how she is tying in the Latin music star.
The Loyola Marymount University class engages students in different ways. It challenges stereotypes of Caribbean life and history. It looks at the intersection between race, gender, and sexuality in Bad Bunny songs. And possibly most important, the class makes room for students to bring to the table their own lived experiences for the class to discuss. One student told me he was so moved by the class that he might postpone law school to help out people who live in Puerto Rico. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
You can expect morning low clouds and afternoon sunshine through Thursday. This afternoon, the high temperature will be in the 60s to around 70 degrees from the beaches into the coastal valleys, the IE, and inland Orange County. The Coachella Valley highs will be around 80 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey, original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.